Well, you called it. You talked about, a big difference between a great team on paper and a great team at the end of the Ryder Cup, and that just showed. And really, what surprises me is not so much that the Euros won. I mean, I always thought they had a possibility, just by how much they won.
Yeah, it was once again confirming the history. In the past 25 years to 30 years, that. When you look at the team on paper, it proves out that it's not worth the value of the paper that it's printed on.
Yeah.
The match play it brings a different dynamic from a mindset. The underdog has an advantage. They get nothing. They have nothing to lose. They have everything to gain.
Right.
And that's why we see upsets. And I think the European team relishes in that. Every year that comes out in the past, as long as I can remember, on paper, the U.S. team has a better team.
Right.
But it never proves out. Chemistry is more important. The mindset is more important. And inevitably, the team that wins is the team that performs better than the other. And we've just watching this repeat, rinse, and wash all over again.
And it's funny, because in the Euros case, they remind me of a football or a hockey team where, they take a headline that the Americans are the favorites and they put it up on their bulletin board and almost feed off that, that they, it's something that inspires them, to take that as a slap in the face, and I think they want it to be a slap in the face because it just fuels them.
That's right. Absolutely. You need to grab inspiration, and if you're an underdog, you get it. Keep in mind, all these players are great players. They're the best players in the world, even though the Europeans are underdogs. But we watched Jack Nicklaus do it with the newspaper article, said he's washed up, and he pinned it up against his refrigerator door for the 86 Masters.
Sure.
So the strategy, the captain, the players, they always, from Europe, they always take this underdog position. And it is absolutely inspiring, and that is kind of the key for match play.
Yeah.
They have wonderful chemistry, and it throws the momentum or puts the pressure on the team that is expected to win on paper.
Yeah. Well, when you look at coming in, I mean, I talked yesterday on social media, I threw this out there, that I thought the Americans had a chance coming into singles. I mean, it's traditionally one of their stronger parts of the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
But I never thought, the Euros were dominant today, too.
Yes, they were. And in this situation, the American team coming into it with such a deficit, and they had to obviously get off to a great start. They did get off to a great start,
right?
And in the middle of the round, it got very tight. It got to 9.5 to 10.5. So they clawed back and got to within striking distance. But the strength of the team, Jordan Spieth didn't get his win. Tiger didn't get his win. Dustin Johnson didn't get his win. Had those players performed and got those points with the great start that they had, it would have made it very close, and it would have come down to the last few players, and that outlook would have been completely different, probably. But that's hindsight. We're projecting, but that's exactly what needed to happen. And hey, Hutch, what I love, about what Thomas Bjorn, the captain, said after in the interview with Steve Sands after, he said that, that their team had the perfect state of mind.
Right.
They didn't get ahead of themselves. And I think this is the key difference of what causes one side to consistently perform better and the other side to consistently not perform, uncharacteristically not perform. That's the difference, and I think Thomas Bjorn nailed that comment at the end of at the conclusion of the tournament.
And here's a perfect example of that. And you and I talked about this last week. The captain's picks for the European team, Sergio and Ian Poulter. We were wondering about it. I mean, we know that Sergio has been a spark plug for the Euros over the years. We know Ian Poulter has been. But this year, were they really the guys to pick? And you and I talked about that just a week ago. Now you got Sergio, the all-time leader in Ryder Cup points. You got Ian Poulter, who won today, running around with that, mailbox over him, calling himself the postman because he always delivers. And who can argue? That's going back to what you were saying about Bjorn is, those two guys really did contribute, and there really was, that proper mindset.
Yes, and again, it comes down to the performance. Looking back to our conversation last week, I felt and stated that Poulter was going to perform. I also stated that I didn't think Sergio was going to perform, right. And he did. And we assumed that Tiger would have performed because he's coming off his win. But, sure. We're looking back at hindsight now. And, it's so interesting. And one other thing, Hutch, that I want to talk about is if we look back to the Ryder Cup in, when Tom Watson was the captain
yes.
in 14 and Phil in the press conference threw Tom under the bus.
Yeah.
And they said, which led to the task force and led to the pods and led to the system. You can throw all that out the window because Jim Furyk did just as good a job as Tom Watson did back in 2014.
Right.
And once again, the players did not perform.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the buck stops with the players. It doesn't stop with the captain.
Right.
Tom Watson was not a bad captain. Jim Furyk is not a bad captain. The players are the ones that didn't perform well. And they need to put that on the players. So it doesn't matter if you have a task force. It doesn't matter how you line up the team. The only thing that matters is how the players perform
right.
in the moment. And that's what needs to be improved, player performance.
Well, I know Tom Watson's in Pebble Beach as we speak, playing in a Champions Tour event. I wonder if he's sitting there saying, it's time for a task force about Phil Mickelson. What do you think?
Well, and I think we've watched Phil kind of look a little tired, and I'm sure this is probably going to be his last Ryder Cup as a player. And, he just didn't look well at all.
Right.
He looked old. He looked tired. And, and that karma has come back. But, I didn't like what he did back in 14 by throwing Tom Watson under the bus. It's
right.
not... okay, there was a revolt against the captain. There's no doubt about that. But, whether you're revolting or against someone or you're in support of someone,
right.
still is irrelevant. The players have to perform. If they don't perform, you're not going to win.
Well, we talked about Sergio and Poulter. I mean, let's talk about Mickelson and Tiger. 0-6 this year. Between them, they've gone 1-7 in Ryder Cups when they've been in the lineup together. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is, and I don't know that anyone can really explain that.
Yeah.
It's just hard to believe. I guess, the only thing I can say is that, we won't be able to really understand, but I think it's perhaps the mindset. Again, their expectations are that they're going to perform, but, in the chemistry of Ryder Cup, that when you get someone who's paired up against Tiger or Phil, and they're great players, as I mentioned, they have an opportunity to take them down.
Right.
They get inspired by it,
yeah.
and perhaps that whole chemistry of match play, as I spoke about, is the thing that it demises Tiger and demises great players like Phil Mickelson.
Sure. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of licking of wounds afterwards now, Dick. Is that, you called it, everything is great in hindsight. Is it best just to, put it behind you, try and forget about it for now, just let it go? How would you deal with it? Would you just try and put it out of your mindset?
Well, no, you have to deal with it face on. You can't sweep it under the rug.
Right.
So I think the conclusion is that the conclusion that they came to after 2014 with Tom Watson, that a task force, they've got to do this, that doesn't hold water anymore.
Right.
You know, and I think they have to reset their focus and put it on the players.
Yeah.
And look at their mindset of the players. Look at the mindset of the players in Europe. They have the proper mindset, and they're able to perform.
Yeah.
If there's a way in which to look at the mindset of the American teams in the past 30 years,
right,
and get down and look at that, I think the problem lies right there.
Yeah.
The question is how do you get in there? How do you pull out that information, you know, and find where the real problem lies? And
right.
I think it's a mental state of mind thing.
Well, okay, well, you know, Euros win 7 singles matches, Americans 4, and one match halved. Euros win at 17.5 to 10.5. Just wow! I mean, just the numbers themselves are staggering.
Yeah, yeah, and it you know, this builds the strength for the European time European team, and it also undermines the American strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to go back to the drawing board, so to speak.
Yeah.
and don't have anything to fill the void. They don't
yeah.
have any answers. But it's going to be interesting. I think that bottom line of it is that if they can just go ahead and play, you know, I think bring in Captain Fred Couples, and Fred isn't going to outthink himself. He's just going to, you know, guys, go
yeah.
out there and play.
Yeah.
Play the best you can.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let the emotion carry you, right?
Sure. You just got to go out there and you know, you have to train yourself, your mindset, to be in the present moment.
Yeah.
And I think that perhaps is where the fall down is on the American side.
Right.
But there's no way of proving that because, you know, when you ask these guys those questions, you know, they may not be truthful with themselves. They may not be on the right track. But the bottom line is that's where the buck stops.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of soul searching, a lot of navel gazing, a lot of, you know, over the next, you know, few months, it'll carry on. You know, one last thing, and I'll make this my final question, Dick, is really the, yeah, I read a story about there's no such thing as momentum in the Ryder Cup. I disagree with that. I think right now the Euros are on a momentum. You know, I think they've started it again. What do you think?
No, I totally agree. I think momentum is huge because I think good players are able to draw and inspire from it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yep.
We watched Justin interrupt some momentum. Unfortunately, it didn't gather pace.
Right.
But the Euros, obviously, they
yeah.
some of the tweets that were going around Twitter with the video of you know, them chanting Tommy, 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 Molly, Molly, yeah. Molly. That
yeah.
was just terrific.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt you can get, you know, inspired from that if you're a fan
yeah.
or the players, and you can pull, you absolutely can pull energy from
yeah.
that, you bet.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing, you know, you brought up a good point there, too, is the social media aspect of it. I've noticed it more this year than other years is, you know, just all the chatter that was going on from the players. And it wasn't, I mean, the nice thing about this year's Ryder Cup is it was boisterous, but it wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and the Twitter part of it, it was going on there. The players were kind of beating their chest and that type of thing on Twitter. And that kind of almost adds a whole new weapon to the Euro arsenal, I think.
Totally. Totally it does.
Yeah.
You don't see the gathering, you know, in the passion. I looked at that Twitter feed on that video that just went around. It was positive. It was in good team spirit.
Yeah.
It was fans having fun.
Yeah.
And it was great for golf. I loved every minute of it. And I think, you know, the American side needs to do that as well.
Sure, absolutely. Get behind one another. And,
yep.
You know, but anyway, we'll see if they can do it in the, you know, between now and the next Ryder Cup. Because there's,
yeah.
once again, there's going to be a lot of soul searching, like I say. So we'll see what comes of it. But as always, sir.
They're going to tear it down and rebuild it all over again.
Another task force. Oh, no. Okay, Dick, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Hutch. Always a pleasure.
You too.